sing together number 326. 326. Trust that's our desire for more of Jesus. I think that's one of the purposes of Pilgrim Camp. And tonight again, we wanted to pray. We want to pray for the children that are here on the grounds, the ones in the cottage, the little girls and boys, and then those that are in the village. I did have a prayer request that Sister Antia brought. Just ask that we pray for one of the boys that's with her, that God would just come and save him. Even as children, we have difficulties, and we have that burden of sin. And so she asked specifically for this boy, and we want to do that tonight and remember all the children that God has brought to us for this time. More about Jesus. Let them learn. Oh God, open their hearts. Open their hearts, dear God. Dear Father, we bring each one to you tonight, Lord Jesus. Those in the cottage, those in the village. Lord, we believe that they are here by your appointment. It's not a chance. But Lord, you've brought them here and you want to work in them and bring them to yourself and cause them to hear your voice and cause them to open their hearts to you and to receive you. And so tonight, we pray, would be a night of your working in every heart, Lord Jesus, in every heart. Lord, we pray for this little boy in the cottage that Sistanti has mentioned. Lord, you know all about him, and I just pray that you would touch him, that you would speak to him, Lord, that you would show him how much he needs you, and that he would call out to you, and that you would just change him, make him a different boy, I pray. Oh, Jesus, and now we just commit our time together. Lord, you know what you want to do. You know what you want to say. You know how you'd like to work. And so we're just here before you, in your presence. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our ears. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like us to take our camp books and sing number one. We'll stand as we sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. You are worthy all praise, dear Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus, I praise you. I worship you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you, Lord. You are worthy all praise, dear Lord. You are worthy all praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated.
Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell.
Right there, okay?
Sure. I want to share with you from the passage, very familiar. Be not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Of course, as a pastor, like Brother Phil, he might have things to worry about the church, right? Always we have things that concern, and there are things of my own family. For example, I've certainly have concern Elliot's very challenging schoolwork, plus he's working at the same time, his health. I have concern of my wife Eve's. She shared about her facial nerve situation, and God is gradually is healing her. But all these things big and small, little things worry. Also, my own immediate family, brothers, sister, their family. I have certain things, of course, concerns. But this verse, God's word, is always very encouraging. The way it says the English, the Chinese translation, a little bit different, but I like the English to make it more clear of the meaning. That's a peace of God. It's very special, which surpassing all understanding. usually we would like to see the good results that would protect our hearts and mind. But the verse says very clear, it's not we seeing the result. We see things by faith, not by the actual eyesight, see the result. And in this process, as believer in Jesus Christ, there's one thing called the peace of God. It's so special. The peace of God is something that among you see things, you may not have peace. You may not see things are smooth sailing. You may not see the good result. But there's one thing called the peace of God. It's surpassing all understanding. That peace of God will protect, will guard your hearts and mind, will guard your emotion, will guard your thinking. So when you think about things, you might tend to have worry like over here. I would, if those things worries you, you might think in the negative way. But when you are immersing in an environment with brother, sister, trusting in God, praising, giving thanks together, that peace of God is something unspeakable and it cannot be explained in a sense that you only experience it. The peace of God is something you have to experience it, not something by your logical mind to think about it. That peace of God is something surpassing all of our understanding among all the difficulty, among all the trials, even among the so-called not-so-smooth result. You would have the faith. And somehow, if somehow the result, you know God will keep you to a clear destination. In the process, we don't know. And this peace of God, surpassing all understanding, that guards me actually in this in the last few days, the peace of God actually guarding my thoughts, my mind, to think about things, praising His name, praising His deeds, praising what He has done, praising He has done in all of your life, and trusting that He would never let me down. He would never let me worry. Because He is able and He's faithful. So this simple verse is constantly is a reminder for myself. And I'm sure it's a reminder for all of you that the peace of God will protect your hearts and your minds. May God bless His words.